Hey everybody, this is Don, aka the Interactive Nanny, coming to you guys live and in living color from Interactive Nanny's World, where love and play are interacting. I know it's been a while, it's been like 6 months. We'll talk about all that later. I'm just, you know, sort of trying to get back into the swing of things. So for today, we're going to have a story time. And I'm thinking I'm going to read two books by one of my favorite authors, Vashti Harrison. The first book is entitled Little Legends, Exceptional Men in Black History. These are some really cute books. If you're interested, I get a lot of my books off of Amazon. So this one is entitled Little Legends, Exceptional Men in Black History. The author is Vashti Harrison. Okay, so this is like a chapter book. I didn't realize it was a chapter book when I got it. But no worries, we will just read about one or two of the men in this book. And then I'll go to the next book and we'll just go. That way we can always come back and pick up somebody else out of the book. No worries. The first man I'm reading about is Benjamin Banneker. He was born in 1731 and he died in 1806. He was an inventor and a farmer. Although Benjamin Banneker attended school only for a few years before working on his father's farm, he loved to read and study. He became so good at math that people from all over the world, from all around Maryland, sorry about that, y'all, to test him with questions. They were amazed at how quickly he answered them. He would ask math questions too, writing them as poems. Benjamin wanted to use his abilities to help people. At 15, he created an irrigation system to keep water flowing to his farm's crops. It was so effective that even during droughts, the Banneker farm flourished. In 1753, he became fascinated with a friend's watch. Watches were so rare at that time, his friend let him borrow it. Benjamin studied the watch and eventually built his own full-size clock, the first built in America. News of Benjamin's clock spread throughout Maryland, and he was approached by George Ellicott, a landowner and amateur astronomer. The two became friends, and George lent Benjamin some of his astronomy equipment and books. Benjamin became obsessed with stars, lying down outside all night to observe the skies, then going to sleep after dawn. When people saw him in bed during the day, they thought he was lazy. As his knowledge grew, Benjamin even spotted errors in George's books. Around 1791, Benjamin wrote an ephemeris. That was kind of hard. A chart of the movements of stars and planets. George's cousin Andrew Redden asked Benjamin to be his assistant for a very special project, surveying and designing land that would become Washington, D.C., the young nation's new capital. Benjamin agreed and they set to work. When his project with Andrew was over, Benjamin returned home and worked on an almanac, a book about upcoming natural events. He used his writing to speak out about the injustice of slavery and defend the humanity and intelligence of black people. Benjamin was an exceptional scientist and inventor who, through quiet observation and diligent work, helped shape American history. Okay, so that's Benjamin Banneker. And in the next book, which I'm thinking is, yeah, it's the same setup. Little Legends, Bold Women in Black History. And it's also by Vashti Harrison. Yes, this is an Amazon book. So we're going to read about one woman, out of this chapter book. Hold on, let me get one. All right. And we're getting ready to read about Miss Phyllis Wheatley. Phyllis Wheatley was born in 1753 and she died in 1784. She was young. She was a poet, which is something that I'm into. I write poetry myself. So yay, kindred spirits. got a little excited. Kendra Spears. Yep. Phyllis's literary skills were apparent early on. She published her first story when she was only about 14 years old. For anyone, this would be a major feat, but Phyllis was enslaved, so this was truly unique. Her original name, date of birth, and exact birthplace are all unknown. When she was only 8 years old, she was taken from her home in Africa and sold to a trader, then transported across the Atlantic to Boston, Massachusetts, aboard a ship named the Phyllis. She was then resold to a man named John Wheatley, who purchased her for a personal servant to his wife. The Wheatley soon recognized her intelligence and began to nurture it. They taught Phyllis everything from theology to mythology, an education that was rare for a woman and nearly unheard of for a woman of color. With the family's backing, she traveled to England to publish her first book, poems on the various subjects, religious and moral. She was the first African-American woman poet ever to be published. She corresponded with George Washington and the famous French writer and philosopher Voltaire, who called her a master of English verse. Her work was so powerful that abolitionists used it as an example of the intelligence and promise of black people. In 1767, she was emancipated. Unfortunately, she struggled financially and lived in poverty for the rest of her life. She received a great deal of praise during her lifetime, but validation from white society was integral to her success, and it never came. She continued writing, but was not able to find a publisher in America. Her natural talent and body of work live on as fundamental contributions to American literature. So I just wanted to sort of come back on and let y'all know that I haven't gone. I mean, I was gone, but the podcast is still here, and I'm gonna get back into the swing of things. There's just been a lot of stuff going on. So anyway, we're just gonna keep it short for today. But again, this is Don, aka the Interactive Nanny, and I'm coming to you guys from Interactive Nanny's World, where love and play are interactive. I'm glad to be back on, and I hope you guys would continue to tune in, get back, you know, in the swing of things with me. Like, share, subscribe. If you know any littles that are interested in that love stories, or if you know any parents that like, you know, to get like some kind of help or information, or just, you know, different, hear about different subjects and content that's related to children, help them to Interactive Nanny's World. Again, until next weekend, this is Di, aka the Interactive Nanny. I'm signing off from Interactive Nanny's World, and I will be back next week with you guys. Talk to you guys later. Bye. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, by the way, and be safe. Bye-bye.